It's time now for our weekly look at the work of the Woking and Sam Beer Hospices.
Now, do you need to make a will or update a will? Would you like to help the Woking and Sam Beer Hospices? Well, if the answer to those two questions is yes, then here's a great opportunity to put your affairs in order and also support the work of the local hospices.
Now, many of our listeners have heard and seen news of all the fundraising activities organised and set up by the Woking and Sam Beer Hospices team. However, this week we're looking at the area of legacies and the big difference they make to the hospices. I'm with Charlie Booth, who can explain more. Good afternoon, Charlie.
Good afternoon.
Now, you are the legacy manager for the hospices, so what does that actually involve?
So as legacy manager for the hospices, I basically look after gifts that come through wills bequeathed to the hospice. So I look after ensuring that the money comes through to the hospice, dealing with the solicitors and the friends and family of the person who's died. But also a large part of my role is promoting legacies as a way of giving to the hospices. It's a particularly important way of supporting the hospices. It's actually one of our largest income streams for hospices, so it's quite important for us.
Now, currently there's an opportunity underway regarding the writing of wills, so what's that all about?
That's right, and I'm quite excited about a new scheme that we're running. It's called Make a Will Fortnight. It runs from the 13th to the 24th of April this year, but people are free to book from now, and we have 12 local solicitors who are participating, and they're giving their time for free in return for a donation to the hospices. So you can go along, book an appointment with one of the participating firms, meet them, and they will help you write a standard will for free in return for a donation to the hospice.
And that's something that's amazing. A lot of people don't have wills and they think it's something you do later in age, but really everyone should have a will. Is that not the case?
Most definitely. I think particularly if you have, if you've bought a property recently or you have children, grandchildren, it's certainly something that everyone does put off doing. But it's very important to have your will written so that when you're no longer here, you can ensure that your loved ones are looked after and that you can provide for them.
So when you actually go and visit one of the solicitors, they're actually going to help you through the process. It's not as daunting as one may expect.
That's right, yes. The solicitors that we have involved are very good at speaking to people and explaining a lot of the legal terminology. So they speak in very lay terms and will certainly help guide anyone through the process. It's quite common when you go for your first appointment that they will sit with you and have quite a lengthy discussion about your assets and liabilities, any debts in your estate, and help you plan how you'd like to provide for your loved ones, and talk you through any tax issues or estate issues as well. All we do ask for is a donation in return for the service. The solicitors are very keen to help raise money for the hospices in this way, yes, you're obviously getting that professional advice free of charge. We do ask for a donation for the service, but we would also ask that people consider leaving a gift in their will to the hospices as well, or to any other charity. It can make a huge difference to us and our fundraising.
So. Now, you said that there's a number of solicitors that are based locally. Is that throughout the catchment area of the Woking and Sam Beer Hospice or specific areas?
Yeah, no, specifically the Woking and Sam Beer Hospices areas. So throughout Woking, Weybridge, West Byfleet, Egham, Guildford, so quite a wide area that's covered.
So to try and find this list, what's the best way of doing it?
It's to contact me directly, which you can do so through our website. There is a page there for Make a Will. And I can send through the details of participating firms.
Okay, so the best way is coming through the website and getting in touch with you, Charlie. And though the fortnight is not until April, advice now?
Yeah, don't delay. Book your appointment today.
Because there's only a few limited slots, I guess.
That's right, yes, limited slots. So, yes, it's best to catch them early. Yeah. Do book now.
All right, so make that first step. Make that contact with the Woking and Sam Beer Hospice and Charlie Booth, and they will lead you through the process. Thanks.
Lovely, thank you.
So let me give you those details one more time if you want to get involved. You can call Charlie on 01483 881752. That's 01483 881752. 881752. You can email her at legacies@wsbhospices.co.uk. That's her email address, legacies@wsbhospices.co.uk. Or you can go to the website for more details, and the specific page is wsbhospices.co.uk/make-a-will. And as Charlie says, do it today. There is a limited number of appointments available, and they are filling up. Now, I'd also want to mention and congratulate the 130 runners who took part in the Surrey Half Marathon last Sunday, running to raise money for the Woking and Sambair Hospices. Now, this consisted of 59 runners from the Woking High School, a large team led by Nicola Tate running in memory of Chris Cook, as well as individuals who'd signed up themselves and chose to support the hospices. So far, these fabulous runners have raised in excess of £25,000, which is a huge contribution towards the annual running cost of over £8 million for the hospices. The hospices would like to thank everyone who supported them on the day, from the runners to the supporters who came along and cheered them on. It truly was a lovely event and a great team effort. And our very own Alan Dolby, who presents In Bed with Alan Dolby on Saturday mornings here at 9 o'clock, took part, and you can hear his story this weekend on the show.
For more information about the hospices, go to their website, wsbhospices.co.uk.